Coming up on Path to Zero.
The future of fuels is lower carbon. The reality is it's going to take all forms of energy to meet the growing demand of society that we operate in.
Welcome to Path to Zero, the podcast about clean energy and the journey toward a low carbon future. Your host is Tucker Perkins, engineer, entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, and clean energy industry veteran, who now serves as president and CEO of the Propane Education and Research Council. Now, here's Tucker.
Hello, Path to Zero listeners. It's great to have you along as we continue our conversation on how renewable fuels can help address the carbon emissions challenge. Chevron has made a big investment in its renewable fuels business with the acquisition of Renewable Energy Group. REG has 11 plants around the world that produce sustainable fuels, all to lower greenhouse gas emissions. My guest on this episode is the new leader of what we now know as Chevron Renewable Energy Group, Kevin Luecke. Kevin's been in the Chevron's downstream and chemicals business for 40 years, and he has big growth plans as the new president of Chevron Renewable Energy Group. I'm looking forward to talking with Kevin about how REG is going to help Chevron produce more renewable fuels and also decarbonize the transportation sector. Kevin, thanks for being our guest and welcome to Path to Zero.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate the opportunity, Tucker. Looking forward to having a nice little chat.
Well, we're looking forward to talking a lot about renewable fuels and lowering carbon intensities, but let's start with something that to me seems really fun. You've lived all over the world. Now you find yourself back in Iowa. You're an Iowa State Cyclone Engineering School grad, and I think you've been a lot of neat places, but now you find yourself right back in the middle of the corn country. Chevron, REG, headquartered in Ames. More than that, it's kind of where you were born and raised. So before we jump into this nice conversation around energy and renewable fuels, tell us what it means to you to be not only in your home state, but heading up Chevron's renewable fuels business.
Yeah, thanks, Tucker. I sort of have to get up in the morning and pinch myself, to be honest, to think, is this really real when I wake up and go to work? Clearly, super excited to be here in Ames. We got a really talented team of folks here in Ames and also across the plants that we operate largely here in the Midwest, all making a difference, all focused on the fuels for energy transition. And last but not least, we're here using local products to make fuels so that as you think about the challenges of the energy markets today, it's all domestically produced. So just a neat organization with a great purpose and really making a difference in the communities that we operate in.
Yeah, I'm working closely with a lot of the people in Iowa, and I know they're really interested to see Iowa become one of the centers for renewable fuel. So it was great for me to see Chevron REG move there. Let's talk about the different product lines of Chevron REG.
Tucker, I guess it was in March of this year, REG introduced the EnduroFuels brand. Today, that includes five different products for us. Fuels that we use here are all produced using waste fats, greases, and oils, converting them into the lower carbon fuels that we just talked about.
And I'm sure you'll have a strong opinion on this, so I'll try to ask it in a nice way. In my travels, I find there is a theory that says no liquid fuel is a fuel of the future. I don't really care whether it's a current fuel, diesel, gasoline, propane, or it's the renewable components. How do you answer your harshest critics about the future of renewable liquid fuels?
Yeah, so, you know, Chevron and Renewable Energy both believe that the future of fuels is lower carbon. The reality is it's going to take all forms of energy to meet the growing demand of society that we operate in. And so it's going to take all of those different forms to be able to meet what the world needs. And so I don't think you can pick and choose to say one or another one of those types of solutions is the right solution, because it's going to take us all working together to in those areas, huh?
Yeah, I find people really don't understand sometimes the benefits of renewable fuels, nor for that matter, they don't really understand the sheer vast reach of current liquid fuels, diesel, gasoline, particularly. So to me, someone who kind of watched these fats, oils, and greases transform into energy and really understanding the carbon intensity, it's an easy answer. But I am often shocked at people who say there's just no future. I don't really care for liquid fuels, whether they are fuels of the past or fuels of the future. It always strikes me. Clearly, Chevron saw something about renewable fuels as they acquired REG. Talk to us a bit about the strategy that Chevron saw and why they needed to have REG in their portfolio.
Yeah, so if I take you back before both you and I actually were born, 140 years ago, Chevron started in the energy business and has continued over those 140 years to really develop affordable, reliable energy that was used to better people's lives. As we progress into the future, both Chevron and now Chevron Renewable Energy Group believe the future of energy is lower carbon. Hence, Renewable Energy Group has been one of the founders of the biofuels industry, has actually become a leader in that space. And so together, you can see the Chevron energy background and renewable energy groups combined together, just a great combination for the future. Chevron has made commitments to grow our capacity of renewable fuels to 100,000 barrels a day by 2030. Renewable Energy Group, or Chevron Renewable Energy Group, has approximately one third of that capacity today to meet that goal. And so it's a good combination of where Chevron wanted to head and wants to head for lower carbon fuels. At the same time, Renewable Energy Group's been a leader in that space. So it's just a great combination of the two.
It's been really interesting. You know, we were great admirers. We've worked with REG really from, you know, the first days of renewable propane. And not only have we really been, you know, interested in them as people, but interested in them as a company and really what they've done. As you talked about the idea, you know, you really said some great phrases. You're accelerating the transition to renewable clean energy, yet you're creating compelling value for society. You want to talk about either one of those and really talk about how Chevron extends to act on those promises?
Yeah, so the Renewable Energy Group has always been passionate about accelerating the transition to the renewable energy space, both using biodiesel and renewable diesel as our primary options to make that happen. Chevron also believes that the future of energy is lower carbon. And so the combination of those will really be able to be accelerated through the combination of our company. So what's really neat about both biodiesel and renewable diesel is that they can be dropped into existing equipment today. And as soon as you start using those products, we're already providing sort of a new future of energy by lowering our carbon with those products. And so just an immediate solution is available for us by using both biodiesel and renewable diesel.
Yeah, somebody who works so much with not only the end customers, but often the manufacturers in between, the concept of a drop-in fuel is so critical to rapid acceleration of the technology. So it's imperative, I think, as we look for near-term, you know, shovel-ready solutions almost, they have to be drop-in.
Yep, that's right.
One more really interesting statement, you know, in kind of the brand promise around Chevron and REG, you talk about a clean air utopian vision. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so you know, as I mentioned earlier, we believe that the future of energy is lower carbon. And so it's going to take all of us in all the different spaces that we operate to be able to get there. You just can't flip a switch and make the change. And so I think you mentioned earlier, Tucker, that getting solutions that are shovel ready today to start the transition is really what we're trying to achieve here.
Yeah, truly. It's just, I think it's such an exciting time. And I'm really loving hearing you talk about carbon intensity. For me, it's been really, if nothing else, the way to talk about a fairly difficult concept and bring it down into a quantification so people can begin to understand. Solar, wind, propane, diesel, they all have some carbon intensity. Electric grid, you know, at least as we calculate the electric grid today, we think the grid of the United States has a carbon intensity of about 154. Do you tend to think about the environmental benefit of your fuels in terms of their carbon intensity? And are you able to communicate that? Let's start with, can you communicate that value to your customers and the buyers of these liquid fuels?
Yeah, so I think over the last 2 years in particular, our customers have almost all created an office of sustainability in their organizations. And so when we go out to talk to our customers and make the sale, they are interested in the carbon intensity of our fuels. And so it is something that our customers have become highly educated on, and it is part of the value proposition or the sales proposition that we make with those customers on a daily basis. Now, it didn't used to be that way 5 to 10 years ago, but over the last 2 years, Tucker, clearly has changed in that space.
So, Kevin, you see the vision inside Chevron. You see the vision inside REG for sure. Your end customers are seeing it. I think the one group that we need to always thinking about is how do we better inform policymakers, legislators? Do you think they're beginning to understand this super complex world of migration from conventional fuels to renewable fuels and the positive impact it can make? Do you see that group beginning to understand?
Yeah, so I believe those groups of public policy makers really still play a critical part of the success of the renewable fuels industry. And so having those lawmakers willing to incentivize the use of lower carbon alternatives is critical to our success. We do believe that the lawmakers today have a much stronger understanding of the importance of lower carbon alternatives and the positive benefits that they have for our planet. We still need to continue to educate them, Tucker, in this space. And there's always room for more work in that education space.
We're beginning to get, you know, enough people talking about it. So at least now people can listen to the story.
Yeah, no question about it. That's where the tide has turned, but there's still work to be done in this space to help educate the policy and lawmakers. Huh?
I know I was in LAX, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and in the United terminal, but there was a banner there that every plane leaving this terminal flies on sustainable aviation fuel. So, it's, you know, it kind of begin to be it's some kind of confirmation that this fuel is getting out into the marketplace.
Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier, the customers really have made commitments in this space, and you can use that as example as the airlines have made public commitments that they're going to make changes in the way they operate, and sustainable aviation fuel is one of those critical changes.
Kevin, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Zero is a big number. Getting close to a zero emissions future starts with using the broadest mix of clean, low-carbon energy sources. You might be surprised to know that propane produces a lot of energy for thousands of purposes and millions of people,
With virtually zero particulate matter, zero impact to the ozone, zero toxicity, and zero potential for storage-related contamination. It's low NOx and low CO2 to boot. Path to Zero is sponsored by Propane. Energy for everyone. Learn more at propane.com. Maybe I'll win.
Welcome back. Our guest is Kevin Luecke, the president of Chevron Renewable Energy Group based in Ames, Iowa, and we're talking about renewable fuels. Let's look into the future a bit. I mean, I think about so many different areas of that are exciting as we think about ways to lower our carbon or remove carbon from the air. And so kind of in that narrow lens of carbon, but what has you most excited about where Chevron REG goes on with innovations?
Yeah, so I think over the short term, what's exciting is that we have a very large expansion in Geismar, Louisiana, to make renewable diesel. That should be coming online at the end of 2023, early 2024. In Germany, we have a project to improve our ability to use lower carbon feedstocks. That's at our Uding, Germany plant, and it will also be used at Emden as well. Let me back up. It's at our Emden plant in Germany, and it will be used in Uding, Germany as well. So those are very short-term exciting things that we have in the oven. If you look a little bit longer, Tucker, we've got a lot of work going on in the feedstock space or our feedstock arena, looking at alternate fuel or alternate feedstocks that we can use for fuel in our facilities. So, you know, different fats, different greases, different oils. So I think the most exciting space, Tucker, is really in that feedstock area and what are the new sources that we can use to make renewable fuels.
Yeah, excellent. Of course, you know, as I've said a couple of times, we know REG so well because they were early on with renewable propane and really today lead that marketplace. What can you tell us what you see about the potential for renewable propane specifically?
Yeah, so we do produce renewable propane from our renewable diesel plant in Geismar, Louisiana, and we are continuing to sell that to the transportation fuel market. I mentioned just a minute ago, we're expanding that plant, so we should be able to produce more renewable propane when that plant expansion is done. And as I mentioned earlier, we're going to need all sources of lower carbon solutions, and renewable propane certainly is one of those going into the future.
Yeah, I followed that feedstock myself with the initial loads into Virginia, where the mayor of a town and one of our state senators talked about the impact of that fuel on their town. And it's interesting, that was before diesel was $6 a gallon. And kind of at the peak of that, they came out back into the press and talked about the wisdom, not only for the environment, but for their taxpaying citizens. I followed a load of your renewable propane into New York. The first loads there where we were able to share with people about, you know, the lowering carbon intensity of renewable fuels. And then I was fortunate enough to be on the first loads into Vermont, again, on a very public press conference. And it's really interesting to see the lack of awareness around this whole transformation, the fuels industry. But as you say, for all the purposes, lowering carbon, drop in, you know, as we're quick to say, reducing carbon now at affordable prices and rapid shovel-ready solutions. It's amazing to see people warm up to it.
Yeah, and adding in the sort of the local production aspect, Tucker, that this stuff's all produced locally really helps on the, you know, sustainable, reliable supply of fuel. So it's just a real win all around.
Yeah, hopefully the narrative will come back now to energy independence and energy security. And certainly that is top of mind as we think about your feedstocks. I'm going to ask you a softball question, but I'd love to hear your response because I'm asked it all the time as I travel. You know, this problem, the narrative starts out, this problem that we're in, you know, climate position where we are, it's the problem of big oil and big corporations. And they're the ones that got us in this mess. The solutions are going to come from small entrepreneurs and, you know, people who weren't a part of the problem. Kevin, kind of talk to our listeners about how Chevron and Chevron REG, why they are part of the solution.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a marrying of two companies that both believe the future of energy is lower carbon. And so if you have that fundamental belief, Tucker, you're going to be working on the same sorts of things to get to an end solution of lower carbon fuels. And so to me, it's a marrying of a company that's been doing this for over 20 years and a leader, and a company that's been largely in the traditional energy business and really pivoting to head where the future of energy is. So I think it's just a good combination, Tucker, of two different companies coming together with headed toward the same purpose.
Yeah. And I do think that the problem is one of such scale and magnitude that it'll take large companies with access to capital and access to employees and distribution. I mean, these are big scale problems, and they'll need big scale companies that can provide the solutions. I know Chevron REG is kind of at the seat of the table there. All right, let's have some fun then. This is the podcast where we deal in magic, and we're going to hand you a magic wand, and here's how you use that wand. You get to wave it one time to change one thing in the next year. So very short duration. You're going to change one thing in the next year that will have the biggest change regarding climate, decarbonization, and energy. Kevin, how would you use that wand?
All right, Tucker, I'm going to use that wand to make a wish that every person on Earth has an understanding of the benefits of biofuels and the use of lower carbon solution. And as we discuss, it really includes our elected officials to be supportive of policies for lower carbon into the future.
That's a great use of that wand. I mean, certainly we need those fuels because those fuels today are the only ones that are of scale enough to bring us meaningful solutions today. So I hope you get your wish. That would be great. Now, we also have some fun by saying thank you. And one of the ways we like to say thank you for the time you give us, for the expertise you share with us, is to plant a tree in your name in the virtual national forest. I always call it the propane national forest. And the fun part is you get to pick the forest. Now, you're there in Iowa, and oddly enough, Iowa doesn't even have a national forest, but I think in your travels, certainly I can track you through California and Texas, there are some other national forests. So do you have a place that you would love us to plant a tree in your name and in your honor?
Yeah, so if we could go out to Yosemite National Park and right in that area would be a great place to plant a tree there, Tucker.
A beautiful place, and a beautiful place really to sit and think about kind of our impact on the climate and our health and on equity and justice. So that's a great place to do it. Thank you. We'll do just that. Kevin, I've asked you a lot of things, but what have I not asked you that you would love our listeners to know either about you or Chevron or renewable fuels or this energy story that's unfolding every day? What would you like to tell us that we haven't asked you?
Yeah, so I think the future is exciting, Tucker, but it's going to take all of us to make a difference. And when I say all of us, it means all the different forms of renewable fuels that are out there. We can't pick one and say that's the solution. So it's going to take all of us together to have a solution going into the future that provides a reliable energy and a standard of living that we all deserve.
I want to thank you so much for being with us. You know, again, I'll say it. I think REG has been a partner to us from day one, and they have really been the best partner from day one. So I look forward to even more great things from Chevron REG now that you're there, and they're growing to bigger and better things. But let me thank you. Let me wish you the best in your new role. Hope that we can stay in touch and follow kind of the work that Chevron and Chevron REG do. So thanks again for being our guest, and good luck to you in your new role.
Yeah, thanks, Tucker. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
That wraps up this episode of Path to Zero. And a quick reminder, If you want to send me a note to comment on an episode or give me a new topic to consider, just shoot me an email. The address is path2zero, that's path, the word two, zero, at propane.com. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn, and I always look forward to hearing from you. With that, a big thank you to everyone listening. See you next time on Path to Zero.
Thank you for listening to Path to Zero with Tucker Perkins. If you like what you've heard, subscribe and rate us on your favorite podcast app. You can email us with questions or comments to path2zero@propane.com.